Okay, 1, 2, 3, clap. Welcome back to BBB, Books, Bevs, and Babes, an irreverent virtual book club with two book-loving brown girls. I'm Shia.
And I'm Jenica.
Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 39. We are talking about Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera.
Great book.
Good. Actually, we liked it. Yeah, I liked it. Why don't we start by talking about drink pairings? Okay. You go first.
I chose, it's called a Satanic Nightjar. It has gin, ginger, tamarind, lemongrass, turmeric, mint, and chili.
Sounds very spicy.
Very refreshing. Surprisingly.
Refreshing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I also chose a refreshing drink. I chose just strawberry lemonade, which is something you might want to drink on a grandmother's porch in Texas. I know she liked really sweet tea. I can't do sweet tea.
Same.
She said that she liked her tea so sweet that there would be crystals of sugar settling at the bottom of the glass. That sounds terrible. I'm not a sweet tea drinker.
I mean, I'm from the South. No. I never... Yeah. ever gotten to sweet tea ever.
Yeah, it just seems like
water to them, and yeah, I never liked it.
It's like straight diabetes. Yep. Not for me. Yeah, I also wasn't into like Kool-Aid growing up either.
Same.
Like that was big when we were.
The only time I ever drank Kool-Aid was when I went to India. That's like a childhood memory of mine. Wow. It's like Kool-Aid is associated with trips to India.
That's crazy, because that's like a straight up American, like very, very American thing.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that they sent Kool-Aid at other places.
No. We would pack it. We would pack it in our suitcase and we would bring it with us because
it's like a special treat for everybody else.
No, just for me to drink. because like in India you can't drink tap water, right? And so we would, before bottled water was a thing there. We would boil the water. And so and then you have to wait till it cools down, like all that kind of stuff. And so my mom would pack Kool-Aid packets, and I would spend the whole summer in India. So she would send me the Kool-Aid packets and just be like, I don't like drinking water. I like it flavored. And so that's how it started. The Kool-Aid packets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Downward.
It's caused you to never like unflavored water ever again.
Basically.
You got spoiled. All right. Go ahead and read the synopsis for this book for us before we get into things.
Okay. Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera. What if you thought you murdered your best friend? And if everyone else thought so too? And so what if the truth doesn't matter? After Lucy is found wandering the streets covered in her best friend Savvy's blood, everyone thinks she's a murderer. Lucy and Savvy were the golden girls of their small Texas town, pretty, smart, and enviable. Lucy married a dream guy with a big ring and even bigger new home. Savvy was a social butterfly loved by all, and if you believe the rumors, especially popular with the men in town. It's been years since that horrible night, a night Lucy can't remember anything about, and she has since moved to LA and started a new life. But now, the phenomenally huge, huge, huge hit true crime podcast, Listen for the Lie, and its two good-looking hosts, Ben Owens, have decided to investigate Savvy's murder for the show's second season. Lucy is forced to return to the place she vowed never to set foot in again to solve her friend's murder, even if she's the one that did it. That's the synopsis. Wow.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. How did you feel about this book?
I think my rating is probably going to surprise you, but I honestly found it kind of hard to get into at the beginning. Okay. I didn't like the inner voice, saying kill and, you know, all those things.
Oh, the Savvy. Okay,
yeah. I didn't like that until, probably towards the end.
When Savvy popped out.
No, I can't remember. I can't pinpoint exactly when I was like, oh, okay, this is fine. But like at the beginning, I was just kind of like, this is kind of weird. It did take me some time to get into the book, but then I did start to like it. But yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of like, oh, it's another podcast, and I listen to true crime podcasts, so maybe I was
Yeah.
like a little hard on this.
Okay.
But I was just like, oh, this is gonna seem a little like, cheesy. That's what my first thought
Okay.
was. What about
Well,
you?
I liked it. I mean, I started this book. I had a really slow day at work. There, I occasionally have really slow days at work, and I started it like right when I basically what I'd clocked in waiting for patients, and then I finished it before the end of the day. So I finished it all in one work day. So that was like I that's how I know that I liked it because it wasn't hard for me to get into or to get through. I think I was ready to give it 5 stars, and then by the time we got to the ending, I had amended that down. The amnesia thing was a lot like the House in the Pines, you know, remember where they were hypnotized? So I don't love the amnesia plot line because I just think it's like a, I think it's just like an,
Easy.
I don't, yeah, I think it's easy to, oh, I just don't remember anything. And so I don't love that. And then I had figured that it was Emmett
I
that
did
had
too.
done it earlier than what, because I was like, he's the only one that she hasn't really explored the background of yet, and he seems too innocent. So
And
I
he
had
was like
guessed.
too like gung-ho supporting her.
Yes, there was something
Yeah.
suspicious about his like about his personality enough early that it wasn't really a surprise by the time we finally got there. So, you know, I think I was a little bit disappointed by the end. I also didn't really understand how if Matt had seen Emmett there, he didn't say anything to anybody because like I'm sure in that skerfuffle that had occurred during the fight between Emmett and Savvy and her, that Emmett must have gotten injured somehow with
Yeah.
scratches or you know, bruises or something that would indicate that he had been part of a fight. And if Matt hadn't been able to see that or wasn't going to investigate that any further, and like to me, that was just like, it didn't make sense. And
Yeah.
then when Matt told her parents he didn't mention that Emmett was there, like her parents would have needed that information, I think, to help be like, what the fuck? Why
Yeah.
would our kid who's not like strong enough to hold this tree branch really, why did we think that, and who got herself an injury, traumatic brain injury, why would we think that she did it when there would be somebody else there that we could at least investigate to have done
Yeah.
this?
Well, her parents
So,
suck. They
oh yeah, her
sucked.
parents did suck. Yeah, they did.
I have nothing nice to say about them. I don't want to talk about them. They
Well,
suck.
I mean, I think her mom really sucked. I think I understood where the dad came from because he did try to quote unquote protect her,
Yeah, but like
but
it's just like what you said, like why not ask questions, try to
yeah.
investigate, try to look at evidence and try to do a little bit more. Yes, protect her, but I think it's parallel. You can protect somebody and also try to find answers
Well,
or and
he
ask
did try to
questions.
tell her, keep asking her to like come up like, are you sure you don't remember? Are you sure to? But what he didn't do was talk to Matt, who
That's
is the
what I'm
person they
saying.
should have been
Yeah.
talking to. Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I just feel like by the end, it was kind of like sloppily
Put
tied
together.
together.
Yeah.
That was my big knock on it because I was just like, oh, I didn't feel as satisfied by that ending as I feel like I should have felt. That was, I don't know how to have fixed it. This is not one of those easy ones where I could go back and just say, well, if she had just done this or if this character had just done that, I'm not sure how to have easily fixed this to not make it feel so sloppy when in the wrap up. I did like, you know, that it was the podcast format. I thought that that was, you know, because we have one, you know,
Yep.
it's fun to, it's fun. It was fun to see that. And, you know, I also listened to Serial. That was the only true crime podcast I ever got into, just the first season. So, you know, I understood. I thought it was funny to her sleeping with him. I just thought that was like, And when he seemed to have like a kink for like almost like getting murdered when she was like
Like
trying to
the
choke him
yeah,
out.
choke him.
Yeah, and he
Yeah.
was like super into it. I was like,
Yeah.
this is weird.
Yeah.
But that was fine, you know, Ben is fine. I don't know. I'm not sure that this I think that I really liked the potential of this book. That's why I read it so quickly. I don't think I loved the way that it wrapped up though. So, it wasn't like I still liked it. I just don't think that it was done to the extent that it could have been. I don't know if that makes sense.
I totally agree with that. That's why I said you will probably be surprised by how I rate
Okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I saw a couple of things I didn't like is like, yeah, mom and dad sucked. Why didn't
Yeah.
they like further ask questions, like defend Lucy, you know, all this stuff. I wasn't a fan of the inner voice savvy. I just thought that was kind of like weird. I get it. I think I got it like a little bit more, like I said, towards the middle end.
Yeah.
But I thought that was weird. I also didn't really care about like it really portrayed Lucy to be a slut. Like she was just like making out with
That's
everybody and not that.
fine. I mean, so her
Like
husband was cheating on her. I
yeah,
get
but that
it.
was but what was that to do with like the story though? You know?
Oh, I don't. I just always feel like all of the thrillers have people cheating. I think there was the only the
Yeah.
one that didn't was the one that I rated 5 stars because I was like, yay, there's no cheating in this book. I feel like every thriller has cheating. This is like part of the dynamics of every thriller book I've ever read, except for that one.
Yeah,
So
I mean,
that to me, I'm just like, I'm expecting it. Like, who's cheating on whom? And like, of course, that's always like part of the catalyst for people to be violent with each other. So that's one of the like, it's like a basically would be a trope because like, of course, you're violent because you have all these feelings involved. So.
but they, I mean, I get the cheating with what's his name, Kyle, but the like they had her like making out with like everybody. Like, oh, I made
Yeah.
out with this guy, I made out with, like that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah,
I thought
fine,
she just
you
made out
cheat.
with Emmett and Kyle. That was
No, there was
like she
somebody
only made out with
else.
Emmett
There was somebody
and
else. Now I can't. I think
then
didn't she?
Colin
She like
cheated with
cheated
her
with her
mom.
mom. No, but there was something else that she was like, oh yeah, I kissed this person. And that's what I was saying is like, what does that have to do with this story? And Kyle
Oh.
was so like minuscule in this entire thing. Colin,
Yes.
also Colin.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay, that
I did like
like
that. I
it was
didn't think it was
random.
funny that he was cheating with her mom. I thought that was funny. That was like a pretty interesting.
That it was just like yes, it was like neither here nor there. That's what I mean. It's
Yeah,
like it didn't
extra
have to do
stuff.
with any. Yeah, I enjoyed Grandma.
Yes.
That was probably my favorite character was Grandma. She was like
Okay.
no BS, and
I liked
so
Paige too.
I liked Paige.
The
I like
assistant,
Ben.
yeah. Yeah.
I like Ben. And I that was probably it. I probably only like those characters.
Okay.
What about you? Anybody
Yeah, I
else?
guess. I didn't I mean, I didn't hate Lucy. I thought like I didn't hate being in her point of view headspace. I thought that she was like she was fine. She was like pretty smart and she was making choices that I mean, I'm not sure that I agree with, but you know, I'm not like a big thriller reader. I just preferred being in her headspace than like many of the other thriller books that we've read. So I was okay with it. I mean, I don't like her necessarily, but I wasn't like mad about being in her head. So,
I
yeah.
didn't either. I felt like I tried to put myself in her shoes and how she was feeling. She was just like, whatever, people are gonna talk about me. This is like kind of how it is. I kinda like that about her, and I like that she, because I
Yeah.
feel like I do this too. Just like it's so uncomfortable that I just try to make it light and funny when I'm really uncomfortable. And I
You
felt
just
like
lean
she,
in.
yeah, and I felt like she did that too. So I didn't mind her at all. It was just like, yeah, that inner voice that I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, she had a traumatic brain injury, so if she has
Yes.
some sort of psychosis afterwards, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I just I think that the people who did the worst job here were the police department of Plumpton because if you were if you were talking to all the people, wouldn't you have noticed if like, for example, if Emmett had some had some like injuries when you're talking to him the next day. Like you didn't say, hey, can we see everybody's outfits that they wore at the wedding to see if any of them are covered in mud or if they're messed up. Like I think they just like, that's part of why I thought it was sloppily done, because I feel like this would have been uncovered. This would have been uncovered. Like you would have seen how people, you could have just by asking questions further or looking further. Like, I don't know how Emmett would have gotten through that encounter with them, because it sounded like from what she wrote, like it was a pretty, like people were hitting each other, including him.
Yeah.
Like how he could have gotten out unscathed. And if he did get out unscathed, like, I don't know how that's possible. Like, but if he had some injuries, like, wouldn't they have investigated him further if they saw, hey, why are you, what happened to you?
Well, like, and then also with the weapon, the tree trunk, Matt threw in a dumpster. Well, what the fuck is that tree trunk doing in the dumpster? Like, why didn't anybody be like, whoa, that's weird. Like, you know, like the trash can people,
But they didn't, because, well, people in rural areas, I don't know what they do. Maybe they get rid of their tree trunks and trash. I don't know. But that's not like a typical, that's not like a typical murder weapon though. So it's not like a hammer or something. It's just the hammer. What happened to the hammer?
Yeah, it was an Emmett's trunk.
You know, like there shouldn't there have been a hammer at the scene of the crime? Or do you think Emmett took it and put it in his trunk?
Emmett took it and put it in his trunk. Yeah. That's what I think.
But, and they didn't look in his, I don't know. I just, like I said, like, I think that the, it was just a kind of a sloppy wrap up. But I did like the book because I read it very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you want to talk about anything else or shall we get into the ratings here?
No, let's get into the ratings.
Okay. How would you rate your drink?
5 out of 5.
Nice.
10 out of 10. Yeah, it was good. It was refreshing. I don't like gin either, but it was like, I couldn't taste it. I couldn't taste any alcohol in it.
Wow.
So I liked it. Yeah. What about you?
I give mine like a 2.5. I don't usually drink strawberry lemonade, but I don't usually drink anything besides like water or sparkling water or like a Diet Coke or something like when I go to a restaurant. Anyway, I don't usually pick it, but it's fine. Sometimes you just want something sweet and refreshing, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm not like really, I don't really drink much other than I'm boring. Is what it comes down to.
I just drink water. But it does flavored match with water.
Flavored water. Yeah. Electrolyte water is usually what I drink. Okay. And then how would you rate for writing?
I like the writing. I mean, I didn't really find too many holes. Like there were a couple things here and there that I was like, where did that come from? And it seemed to be like out of nowhere. No, but it was also like in the sentence structure and stuff. That I felt like I was like, wait, I had to reread a couple of things over and over again. So, but it wasn't terrible. So I would say 4.
Okay. I would say like 4.5. I thought she did a great job with the writing. All right, how would you rate for plot?
Probably a 3.5.
Okay. I would rate it a 4. I think that like besides that ending, I thought the whole book was moving very quickly for me. So if you can do that. They just thought the ending was sloppy, but it did tie things together. It just was not super believable by the end. But it was better than the person being hypnotized.
That was a terrible book. I want to say, like, this is my genre. So, like you, with fantasy, like, you have your 10 out of 10 ideal book in your head, right? You have your algorithm and everything. I have the same for mine. And so I, like, there are things that I expect to happen. And if they don't, like, then I'm going to knock it down a little bit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're just a harsher critic in general because I almost feel like, because I still give, like, that doesn't affect my like fantasy ratings on here, even though that's my favorite genre. Like I'm actually might be a little bit more critical too, but I still typically rate them higher than you do because I enjoy them.
True.
Right. So you see, like you're like, I'm not really into fantasies, so I also don't like this. And so you dock it. Whereas like I'm still giving this a higher score, even though it's not my genre, but because it was a gripping story that like I could read so quickly, like that to me gives it points, right? Like,
Yeah,
I'm
that
giving it its kudos.
same for me. I think it's just also like like, yes, it was easy to read. I read it really quickly, but there are just some elements in there that I was like, oh, I feel like I've read this kind of book in a different way or in a different book. And just like with what was it, Love in Other Words and Every Other Summer, like it
Yeah.
can be better done.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that because by the end I was kind of scratching my head saying, okay. All right. So then, okay, what about spice and romance?
I did, it wasn't spicy, so I would say a zero. But just like in what was the other one? The First Lie Wins. I would say
Mm-hmm.
there was some romance because Ben
Yeah.
stood by her side and he like
Yeah.
asked her out at the end. I liked that story. So
Okay.
I'm gonna say a 4 out of 5.
Wow, that's like
Yeah,
higher than some of the
I
romances
really
from
was
real
rooting for
romance.
them. I was really
That's
rooting
very
for
funny. Okay. I would
him.
rate it like a 2. And the reason for that is because she was like still going and like making out with other people and like getting back with Matt, like still making out with Matt and contemplating sleeping with him at the same time that she's sleeping with Ben. So like clearly she was not as into it as
Well,
Ben
I'm not
was into
saying
her.
she was romantic. I meant he was
Okay,
romantic.
so I think you rate this as like what you would rate the guy, whereas like we're supposed to be rating it as like
A
their
whole,
romance.
I know. But like he's the one that like kind of pursued her, right? She wasn't really
Sure.
looking for it. She was
But that's
just,
not romantic
I feel
because
like,
like she wasn't that into it.
no, but I'm just saying like he's the one that was always like, you know, like keeping an open mind, very objective, just like in First Light Wins where he was like he waited for her, supported her,
Yes,
like
that
that
did
kind of thing. I
remind me of
like
that.
that. Yeah. And then
Yeah.
at the end, he was like, hey, do you want to go on a date or, you know, whatever.
Yes,
And
yes,
so I
yes.
look at it from that point of view. She's
I
just
still
messed up.
don't rate it that highly.
She's
Yes,
messed
she's messed
up.
up. That's why it doesn't work. And I did think he was slightly spicier than you thought, because they were like talking about like it was like they got into it. She was like choking him and he was like doing things like and
Yeah,
he like
that's like me.
so
The
that's
choking thing
more.
is
That's at
not
least a
spicy
one
for me.
star. It was at least a one star.
But
You, I
there was
think
no
your
description.
spice meter is like so
But
out of
there
whack because this was
was no
spicier than some of the
description.
ones, huh?
There was no description of
There was a
things.
little bit. There was a
I
little
don't
bit.
remember that. Maybe there was, but
Maybe
I
you
don't
skimmed
remember.
over
Probably.
at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. I don't remember like any details except
There
for
was
the
some.
choking.
There was some. I would say that this is a one star because they like she pretended like she was gonna choke him to death while he was inside of her and they it
I
was
remember
described.
that. I remember
Okay.
that. I don't like
It's
that.
not about whether you like it, it's about whether it's spicy. It's not we're not
wasn't
rating how much it's
spicy
spicy to me. Like it's not tingling me in my pants. I'm just saying it was a spicy scene. It wasn't for me. It just was one.
I think that just my bias came in. I did not like it. So
You
that's what it
just skipped past it, pretended it didn't exist.
is.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. All right. How would you rate this overall?
I there are elements I liked. I liked Grandma. I liked Paige. I liked Ben a lot. And it had a lot of potential. Didn't like how it got wrapped up, but I still would recommend it to other people. So I would say like a 3.5. What about you?
Okay. I would rate it a 4. And just purely for the enjoyment that I had most of the way through the book and reading it so quickly, because it was just easy to get into, sort of like there's a lot of action happening throughout, and I just felt like you really get taken into the story. So I also was a little bit disappointed by that ending, but I still think that the majority of the book sort of carried it through. I was just like a little head scratchy because like at the end, how are they going to prove that it was Emmett? Like, to the police. Like what? I know they like exonerated her like by popular demand for people who were like listening to the podcast or whatever, but like they still don't have a murder weapon. He's denying it. It's just her word versus his.
Well, it's so, Ben's too, right? And Ben's was like, too, I heard you say this. Yes, but yeah.
But like, yeah, but it's just word. It's like, you know, hearsay.
So it's the same
whatever,
thing as like what happened to Lucy, right? Like she didn't get charged ever because there was no proof.
Is Emmett going to get charged?
Exactly. There's no proof. Yeah. There's no evidence. There's no murder weapon.
Well, he did try to kill her right there at the
end. That's different. Yeah. Yeah. Well, then he would be charged for that, not for Savvy. Yeah. And the parents are still the worst.
Yes, parents were the worst.
I'm surprised the grandma didn't like yell at the parents.
She didn't have. I don't think they had that scene was not there, but her grandma did like say disparaging things about them. I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's, I think, going to wrap this one up. Can we talk about our next book, please?
Yes. The next one is called Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. I think this one just came out.
It did.
Yeah.
It did
so indeed. It's exciting. I read some reviews. I didn't read the synopsis or anything, but
don't do it.
I'm not going to. But the reviews, a lot of people are excited about this one.
I love Abby Jimenez. She's one of my favorites. Yeah. Her and Emily Henry. Yeah. Top tier. So hopefully we get a great one.
That'll just in time for the summer too.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it for today. Anything else, Jenica, before we sign out?
Nothing else.
All right.
Happy reading.
See you guys. Next time. Happy reading.
Bye.